glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, May 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Leland. We're focusing in on the ministry of reaching children for Christ. And the one tried and true ministry I'm most familiar with is Child Evangelism Fellowship. Katrina Forseth is our guest today. Welcome, Katrina, to Mark and Friends.
Oh, thank you, Donna. It's great to be here.
It doesn't seem possible, but there could be people listening today who are not familiar with Child Evangelism Fellowship. So just tell us about what are the aspects of your ministry.
Well, like you said, CEF has been around for a long time, and so it's kind of hard to believe that maybe people don't know about it, but I know that that does happen. But Child Evangelism Fellowship started actually in Illinois, in Chicago area in 1937, and it has just grown and blossomed until now it is a worldwide ministry reaching over like 25 million children with the good news of Jesus Christ. And so it has really taken off and grown. And, you know, I don't know all the stats, but I think that CF is one of the, probably the largest children's ministry. I think it's actually the largest face-to-face Bible club ministry in the world. It's like, for example, this summer I'm getting ready to go to Uganda. And what am I doing in Uganda? I'm doing CEF because CEF is over there in Uganda. I've actually been going there since 2003, and this will be my seventh time over there. But the main ministries of Child Evangelism Fellowship is all about Bible clubs. And they come in like really two forms. One is during the school year, September through May, is the Good News Club. And that's a weekly Bible club ministry with children. And basically, where are Good News Clubs? Anywhere you can gather children. But one of the things I love about the Good News Clubs here in the United States is that we, since 2001, have been cleared all the way up through the Supreme Court of the United States. And it was actually a case of Child Evangelism Fellowship, a Good News Club case that worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. It took 9 years, but it was ruled on in June 11th, 6/11/2001, and the Supreme Court came down with a decisive decision that a Good News Club can meet in the public school after school on the same grounds as any community group. So just like you can have, you know, 4-H or Brownies or Girls on the Run, if you have an outside community group that accesses the public school, because it's called, the ruling is actually, it wasn't a new ruling, it was just clarifying existing ruling. It's all about equal access. So anyways, what all that has done, so for the last 20 plus years since then, we were already in the schools before, but it just clarified it that the doors are open. So again, any place, any school district that allows outside community groups to use the public school facilities, because that's what they are, they're public school facilities, then that means a Bible club, a Good News Club can meet there too. So it's like Sunday school and the public school immediately after school. So for example, down in the Springfield area in Illinois, this happened around, I think when COVID was right before COVID hit in 2020, so like a year or two before, we had talked to the district superintendent and they checked with their school lawyers and so forth. And so we have a wide open door. We can actually be in all the elementary and even middle schools with the Good News Club. So right now, I think we're in two right now in that area. So we're just kind of, because we were just getting started and then, you know, COVID kind of crushed us. So we've been building that back up. But statewide for Illinois, we are in 70 elementary schools right now. So we have more Good News Clubs than that, but 70 of them are in public school elementary schools. And I think that's awesome.
That's awesome. That is just wonderful. But there's a lot more than 70 out there. So lots of room for growth.
Yes, absolutely. And so if you think about it, like just take any county, you know, just Donna, take any county and think about how many evangelical Bible believing churches there are. I mean the ones that, you know, preach the gospel, the one that believe that Jesus is God's son, it's only through Jesus and Jesus alone that we can have our sins forgiven and the gift of eternal life. I mean, those that believe that God's word is God's word. I mean, those type of churches. Think how many churches there are in one county. Okay, think about that. Look and see, okay, how many elementary schools are in this county? And you will find, and I'm very confident, that there are far, far more evangelical Bible-believing churches than there are elementary or even middle schools. And so what that means is there really is no reason why there can't be a weekly Good News Club in every single elementary school across Illinois. Yeah. And right there in the Springfield area, there's really no reason, because we do have the people. You know, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. It really isn't about the harvest field. The harvest field is wide open. It's just that we need the laborers. And one of the things that we'd like to do is we'd like to get a church to adopt a school together with CF. So we do all the footwork and all the administrative speaking with them, and, you know, getting all of those things, all those cleared and permission slips. I mean, no child can come to an after-school Good News Club. And that's the key, because it's not the school that's saying, hey, we're endorsing this. They're not saying whether they endorse or they don't endorse it. It's not about them. It's just accessing the school's public facility, just like any other community group. So it's a beautiful partnership between the church and CEF, and then being able to work into the school. And so a lot of churches that that have done this church partnership with us, then we tell them, we said, well, then invite the children that you have a weekly ministry to. If you find they don't have a church home, then invite them to your church. That's perfect. That's exactly what we want to see happen. Or invite them to your vacation Bible school, or invite them to your Awana, or whatever that looks like. So here in Illinois, we have about 2,500 children that are weekly coming to a Good News Club, you know, in or across the whole state, you know, whether it's Rockford, down in the Lincolnland area, in Springfield, Decatur, down in Carbondale, or if you're talking about Quad Cities, or, you know, just crisscross, north, south, east, west, I mean, over by Joliet, Peoria area. So we have 8 local offices, and of course, Lincolnland, when I say Lincolnland, that's our local area, our local chapter down there in the Springfield, Decatur area. That actually includes like 6 counties in that area. So there's a lot of children every week during the school year that are going to that Good News Club. So it's a wide open door. And I just would love to see us be in even more schools down there, especially in the Lincolnland chapter and the Springfield, Decatur, and the surrounding counties down there in that area.
Oh, that'd be great. You know, I know firsthand the power of CEF. See, my daughter up in Chicago, connected to CEF. She went to their summer training program, and it just ignited in her a passion for children. So she was a missionary for 7 years with them. Crazy story. So they were working in an after-school program in a rough section of Chicago, which most areas of Chicago is turning rough these days, but this was really rough. Mm. And at the same time, my husband was a sergeant in the police department.
Wow.
His job was to supervise the schools that were in his area. So he had 70 schools in his area. And so he was the sergeant in charge. Well, he heard Becca was at this one school for an after-school program. It was in his district. He's like, hey, you know, I'm going to swing by and, you know, let's meet up. But at the same time, she was texting him, Dad, we're in a lockdown. There was a man with a gun. She knew before he was even, you know, told about it, before it even came over his radio, she was texting him of what was going on in one of his schools.
Okay.
As he was heading over, even before it made it through dispatch, she had texted him. So she was locked inside of the school and he was outside the school. But it just reminded me of what a cool partnership. I mean, there she was in there with the children, comforting them and being there present with them during a very frightening time. And he was on the outside trying to squash all the other problems. So I think it's a perfect picture of law and grace.
You know? There you go.
She was grace in the place and he was law on the outside trying to bring order. But it's powerful when you are in the place with the people. And that's why I think it's so exciting that schools can take on this beautiful ministry and you can meet them where they are.
Well, I love that story because it also shows the sovereignty of God, that God, nothing happens outside of God's hand. And so God is superintending over it all. And he has his people exactly where he wants them to be, where he wants them to be, and even when he wants them to be. And And that's why I love these volunteers. Like, for example, I often go to Southern Illinois and we do training. In the last training that we had down there, we had just a boatload of churches that were all coming together to be trained all together. And I think there was like 16 churches that were coming together, because like probably a few years ago, we had only one or two Good News Clubs. And now down in Southern Illinois, down in the Carbondale area, you know, like Marion County and so forth like that, is that we have now 20, I think it's 22 Good News Clubs that we have now down in Southern Illinois. I mean, that's just awesome.
It is.
And but just to see the people, and you know, a lot of times they're the people that do are like more retirement age, and it doesn't have to be that way, but it just, they have the time to do it. And these people have, that are like more like grandpas and grandmas, and there's other intergenerational in there too, but they're like, we need to reach our children. We need to reach the future generation. I mean, this, you know, we need to share with them the gospel. And if we can get into the schools, and I mean, they're like on a mission. I mean, it's almost like they're a midlife career, changer.
Wonderful.
They just want to be in there. It's just a beautiful picture.
That's incredible.
Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois has owned and operated our own camp since like 1955. And so we have Camp Good News, which is in Washington, Illinois. And this is where all of our staff for CEF of Illinois and the students, high school and college age students, June 7th through the 14th, we're going to be training them, all of the students, whether they work at camp or they teach at 5-day clubs. And we'll be training about maybe 60 students all together, plus our staff. And then we'll just launch them out to the mission field. And they're going to be doing either camp ministry all summer long at Camp Good News, or they'll go back to the local area around the state, and they'll be conducting those backyard Bible clubs, those 5-day clubs, where it's kind of like a VBS on wheels. You know, they go to club here for the morning, and then at lunch break, then do another club and another club. So sometimes they'll do 3 or 4 clubs a day, and they get paid for it, Donna. I mean, they actually, this is like their summer job. Anywhere a 5-day club can be held, that's where we go, whether it's in the park, whether it's like at a community center, a housing project area, or a backyard, or home in suburban, you know, type of place, or in a church. I mean, anywhere we can go to gather children, that's what we do. So we probably have close to about 100 to 150 5-day clubs that our students or staff will conduct within a 3-month period. And when everything is said and done, just the summer ministry alone, we reach about 4,000 children with the Good News of the Gospel.
Powerful. I know. I saw that in my daughter's life. She took that training, and it really did launch her into a lifestyle of ministry. So maybe you've got a young person in your world who you feel has that call on their life to investigate ministry, or just even if they'd like to know how to just accurately express the gospel, really, to any age, because we have to become like little children in order to inherit the kingdom of God. So we have to understand it, you know, in these sweet terms. Now, we are actually utilizing Child Evangelism Fellowship at our church this summer, because,
wonderful.
I mean, I go to a church that medium age is probably 75.
Okay.
And yeah, so, you know, not a ton of energy here. I might be one of the youngest people, but it's okay, and I love them, and they're passionate, but you know, it's just they're trying to reach out. I called CEF in my area and I said, hey, we're going to do this one day vacation Bible school at our church. What can you do for us? And I got the news back. They can do it all. I mean, they're going to come in with a 5-member team. Mm-hmm. They're going to do the skits, the songs, the lesson, a missionary story. I mean, they're a package deal. And so I think we can rock the lunch. You know, we can be I can do bubbles. I'm going to do the puppets. So we will be adding to it, but they're going to really do heavy, heavy lifting. And she said they're going to do it free of charge. But of course, we are going to give them a love offering, you know, and it is just beautiful partnership. So just heads up, my friends, if you're at church this summer and you've got a heart for outreach, there are going to be some energetic missionaries running around who could help facilitate what really any part of your ministry. Now, for us, we kind of needed the whole shebang. But, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you just need a couple great Bible stories, someone to lead songs. It's really nice that they're, you know, willing to come alongside us.
Well, I just want to just let the listeners know that we work in 6 different counties in the Lincolnland chapter down there in that area. Macon, Menard, Sangamon, Christian, Logan, and DeWitt. So that's when we say Lincolnland, those are the 6 counties. And we have a staff that's down there. Her name is Susan Bradshaw, and she's actually a retired school teacher. She's a retired kindergarten teacher. And we kind of caught her early because the whole COVID thing. And so she just went ahead and she was like a midlife career switcher. And so she came over and, you know, she's in her 60s, but she does a great job. And she just loves the kids and the children are coming, hearing the good news of Christ. And so they are also planning 5-day clubs, those backyard Bible clubs like you were talking about. And so they have a team. She's recruiting some young people and some other adults to help her. So they are looking for clubs in those counties.
Good.
And so if they want to, probably the easiest thing is to call our office, and I would, it'd be 309-688-9699. So that's 309-688-9699. Or you can go onto our website at cefofillinois.com, cefofillinois.com. And then we can just let us know and leave a message, or, you know, you can do a job form there or whatever you want to do, but get a hold of us. And then we can get that message over to Susan, who actually lives in Decatur. And so that's where she's based out of. And so they are planning right now their 5-day club schedule for the summer, and they would just love to see more clubs added. So I think last year they had 15 clubs, and there was just some sweet stories. I mean, if Susan was here, she could even tell more than what I know. But I remember there was this one place, I don't remember the town, but they had a 5-day club there. And they had like at least 3 mothers, maybe more, but at least 3 that they wanted to come and listen to the 5-day club along with their children. And then they had, the end of the story is that not only did a lot of the children, several of them come to Christ, but actually all 3 of those mothers trusted in Christ. So it wasn't just a 5-day club for children. It was a gospel, you know, like gospel on wheels, also to proclaim the gospel in the community. And the mothers, you know, heard the gospel, and their mothers came to Christ along with their children. And then the pastor of the church, he was there every day. The church was hosting it. He invited them to come. And then it wasn't just too long afterwards, then they had a baptismal service where the children and their moms were baptized. Mm. Now, isn't that awesome?
Wow.
And that's the power. It's not about the power of CEF. It's not the power of a program. That's the power of the gospel.
Yeah.
And see, what a 5-day club does is, a 5-day club is basically 90 minutes. So if a person just wants to host it, like, or a church wants to host it, we'll be glad to. I mean, this does not have to conflict with their VBS. I mean, mm-hmm. this could be a complement to the VBS, or it could be their VBS. You can call it what you want to. For us, it's a 5-day club. You can call it a vacation Bible school if you want to. Or you still have your VBS, and then later in the summer, either first or second, whatever you want to do, is then have a 5-day club that maybe some people in your church would host in their backyard, in their community.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a go and tell model versus a come and see. So come and see is come to our church. A go and tell is we go out to the community, you know, where you are. So, I mean, it's very complimentary. So however you want to do it, but in that 90 minutes, our team will come, Susan and her team will come, and they'll do games with the kids. We have parachute games, hula hoops, water games, all that kind of stuff. And so, especially if you want to get wet.
Yeah.
And so they just play. They just play. This relationships they develop. And then they, you know, find a place where they get the kids or throw a tarp down or whatever. And then it's like, it can be in their backyard. And then they could, or they can come in the sanctuary, and then they could, you know, sit there in the fellowship hall, whatever. And then they would do, like, you know, teacher to student, they would do songs, they would do memory verses, they would do the Bible lesson, and in that Bible lesson they're going to hear a clear gospel message of who God is, who man is, our problem of sin, who Jesus is, why Jesus came, and what Jesus did, and what Jesus provides, all by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone, that our sins are forgiven, and that we can have eternal life through faith alone in him. And then they're also going to hear, I love this part, they can hear a cool missionary story, a 5-part missionary story. And I grew up in CEF, and I don't know if I'm allowed to admit this on air or not, but actually, I love the Bible lessons. I did. But it was the missionary stories that kept me on the edge of my seat, and I wanted to keep coming back. And then God used that later in my life. And when God got a hold of me, I mean, I came to Christ through, actually through CF when I was 4 years of age. So I started going to a Good News Club when I was 3 years of age. And then my mom was trained in CF. This is in Northwest Ohio. My mom, Brenda Parcel, she was trained by the CF missionary. And then so she, my mom actually led me to Christ, but it was through CF training. And that's another component of Child Advancement Fellowship. Not only do we have children's ministry programs, but also we do teacher training for churches to help equip local churches to equip. There's a lot of adults. I mean, they know the Lord and they believe the gospel, but they may be a little bit, need some help in how to share that gospel message so a child would understand, and how to lead, how to share the gospel and how to lead a child to Christ. And like, but I've had churches through the years that have called us and said, hey, can you do a training just for our people? Because we're getting ready to have a vacation Bible school. And like this one children's director, she actually said to me, she said, you know, I asked them how many of you are comfortable. There's like 50 of them in the church that were volunteering for this VBS they're getting ready to have for the church. And she said, I asked them as a children's director, how many of them were comfortable in sharing the gospel and also leading a child to Christ if, you know, God would still work in a child's heart. And she said she was shocked. She goes, Katrina, I was shocked. She goes, only just a handful of those 50 people that were going to be volunteering at VBS were comfortable in how to share the gospel with a child and how to lead a child to Christ. And so that is nothing to be ashamed of. That is something that we just, a lot of times we just hand our Sunday school teachers a curriculum, but we really don't give them training.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that CF can do too. And we'd be glad to do that for them. And then also if they want specific training to do the Good News Clubs or to be part of the 5 Day Clubs, we can do that as well.
It's just amazing. You've got so many wonderful resources right there. You've got the curriculum. You've got the people, the leaders ready to train. All you need is interested people to be there on site, touching the people in their world. So, yeah, that's why I just love CEF. I've seen the fruit, and it's so beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. I really appreciate you taking your time out. State Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship for the state of Illinois, and just sharing this ministry. We're going to definitely do a check-in with you after summer and get some really great, you know, God stories about what he's done.
Oh, I would love that.
Well, bless you, Katrina. It was a delight to talk to you.
Thank you.